This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. It's been said truth is stranger than fiction, but when is fiction actually truth?
Can I be honest with you? I am bad news. I'm not your friend. I'm not gonna help you. I'm gonna break you. Any questions?
That's audio from a torture scene in Zero Dark Thirty, just one of many new movies inspired by real events. So much so for Zero Dark Thirty that it has received a lot of criticism from those who feel the movie has suggested that torture helped the United States find and kill Osama bin Laden. But in movies, how much is inspiration? How much is fact, and how much can movies get away with stretching the truth? The Takeaways Movie Date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, are here with their thoughts. Hi, Rafer. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how you doing? Hi, Amy.
So, Rafer, let's start with Zero Dark Thirty, Oscar-nominated film. Go a little bit deeper as to why it is the focus of so much criticism.
It struck a lot of people, a lot of critics, as endorsing torture because it shows that the people who are on the manhunt for Osama bin Laden actually do get some valuable information by waterboarding people and torturing them. And so I think people have said, well, this is towing the right-wing line. This is towing the Pentagon's line that we needed to do this. And this film is justifying torture. That, to me, seems like a really shallow reading of the film, to say that just because a movie shows something on screen, it must automatically endorse or advocate it. It seems very silly to me.
Kristen, another Oscar-nominated movie that's inspired by true events is The Impossible. In it, a family fights to survive and reunite after the tsunami in the Indian Ocean. But the film takes some creative licenses, and that's what has people upset in this instance.
Yeah, there are some people who are unhappy about this, including our own Rafer Guzman here. The real story is of the Belon Alvarezes, who are a Spanish family who actually were in Thailand on vacation. But like Hollywood does, they decided to recast the family not as dark-haired, dark-eyed Spaniards, but as Naomi Watts and Ewan McGregor and their beautiful blonde children. And the movie really focuses on their story as English-speaking blonde people and a bunch of other blonde people who are all surviving. There are actual pans of whole groups of displaced people who have bright blue eyes. We don't see a lot of brown people at all. We don't see a lot of Thai people at all.
Who were disproportionately affected, of course,
hugely,
because that is
hundreds
their
hundreds of thousands
these
of people.
People were vacationing, and this is the Thais' homeland. Yes, okay.
Yes, and I understand why that has a lot of people upset.
Beasts of the Southern Wild, also nominated for several Oscars, is not factual, but it's been called a Hurricane Katrina parable. Rafer, how much truth is in this movie?
I think there's a lot of truth in this movie and a lot of deeper truth. You know, the film is told from the point of view of a very little girl, and so it has a fantasy feeling to it. And I think what the movie really explains is one thing. A lot of us, I think, couldn't understand why did these people not want to evacuate? Why was there this resistance to evacuating from this already poor neighborhood that was about to be decimated? In the movie, you see that This is this little girl's home. She doesn't know the proper nouns of Hurricane Katrina or New Orleans or the name of, you know, the Ninth Ward or any of that stuff. She just knows the little landmarks, the people, the little personal things that make this her home. And that, to me, really spoke to me. And I think that's where the real truth of the movie comes in.
Rafer, Kristen, should people just get over themselves? It's a movie. It's based on real events. It's not a documentary, and even if it was a documentary, documentaries have their own points of view.
I totally agree with you, Amy, completely. Every documentary has its own narrative arc imposed on it. It doesn't matter how serious it is. Werner Herzog does it. Errol Morris does it. And some of my favorite movies digress so much from reality that it doesn't even matter. It becomes its own unique thing. The Sound of Music, who cares how many kids Maria had? Who cares where she's sang? It's a great movie. I don't care.
Rafer, what about you?
I do think it's interesting with Zero Dark Thirty because it is walking a fine line. I mean, it's reported, it's based on firsthand accounts, as it says, and now it's being called up before us in investigation. And Is it journalism? Is it entertainment? It's in a little gray area. But I mean, I think ultimately, accuracy in some ways is not that important. A movie just has to be plausible, it has to be convincing, and it has to be ultimately entertaining. And that's the bottom line.
Kristen Rafer, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kristen Meinzer is a producer of The Takeaway, and Rafer Guzman is a film critic for Newsday. To subscribe to Movie Date, go to moviedatepodcast.org. This is WNYC.